of the first phase. Any town could be nominated. Any town under 10,000 folks would qualify. And Hillsborough was absolute the number one vote getter. So we were very, very pleased and proud of that. We're now just in the beginning phases of round two. There's 15 semifinalists. I think there's 10 that will be chosen. The voting's been going on for a couple of days, and we're running kind of number three. So this is not going to be a gimme. So we're really encouraging folks in the North Carolina and the Greater Triangle area, certainly anybody who's a fan of Hillsborough or North Carolina, to go ahead and give us a vote for Hillsborough. It's at budgettravel.com. And you can vote every day between now and February 25th, I believe.
Yep. And there's a bunch of really cool towns on this list. Washington, North Carolina, the other North Carolina representative in here. Hillsborough and Washington came in first and second in the voting in that first round. Grand Marais, Minnesota, which I know is right there at the northern tip of Minnesota, right there by Canada, is currently leading.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool places in America. And certainly I think Grand Marais seems like it's a real winter resort. You want to do your skiing, I guess that's what you could do there. When you look at their video, and it's fun to go look at the videos on the budget travel site, but, you know, we got to love Hillsborough, and we have such a, we're going to say, unique collection of attributes. It's the history here, it's the writers, it's the Riverwalk, it's the food. You know, lots of places have these things, but it comes together in Hillsborough in such a cool way. Now, and like I said, you can vote every day once per IP address, and I realize, you know, a lot of people want to vote for us, and maybe, you know, just it's hard to remember every day. So if you go to the town website, hillsboroughnc.org, you can sign up for newsletters and press releases and information. We just set up a new listserv that you can sign up and get a daily reminder to go vote for Hillsborough.
And you mentioned once per IP address, so you can vote once a day, every day from now through February 25th on each computer you have, basically, right? So if you have a laptop, you can vote on that. If you go to work, you've got a computer there, you can vote on that.
Yes, I think that it is. I think they said, you know, it's once per IP address, so, you know, they said this is the fair way we could do it, and so it gets to be a problem if you're someplace where you have a shared IP address, mm-hmm. like you might have several computers on your home while only one can vote. On the other hand, you switch IP addresses, you can vote from different places. So I think ultimately it all will get settled out. But really want to encourage folks to please vote for Hillsborough. We want to win this thing.
So what would it mean for Hillsborough to win? You get written up in Budget Travel. It would be a really cool designation.
Well, you know, Hillsborough is a great place for visitors, and particularly for day visitors. If you're coming into the Triangle area, if you're coming into the Greater Chapel Hill, Carrboro area, you know, it's even Raleigh or Greensboro, Hillsborough is a great place to go for a day, you know, either for hiking, just walking around the historic district, certainly for, you know, great food. If you go someplace like Panchudo's or Antonio's or Hillsborough Barbecue, any number of restaurants, nightlife, it's just a good place to spend some time.
Again, budgettravel.com is the website. Go there. There's a link to the contest right at the top of the homepage. You can click on that. Vote for Hillsborough. It takes all of a half a minute, so it's really user-friendly, and they make it simple. I did it last hour, so I know it barely took the length of time for one commercial break. So.
That's right, and several people have asked me, said, you know, well, didn't we just do that? Well, that was phase one. This is phase two, so it's slightly different, and I really appreciate WCHL helping us get the word out about this.
We'd love to have Hillsborough be number one.
You bet.